Mary's Last Dance, written by Mary Lee and read by Lee Xuen Sing and Taylor Owens. Sometimes, even the most impossible dream can come true. When I look back on my childhood, I wonder how I managed to get from that wild and wonderful town called Rockhampton to the Royal Ballet School in London. Seemed so unlikely. Back then, Rocky was a town where there was nothing much to do besides family and friendship, and nothing much to think about except the idea of stepping out into a bigger world. I took that step, and I have my mother, Coralie, to thank for that. Oh, my mother. Dear Coralie. She was so refined. She married my dad, Neil George McKendry, and then, having 8 children in 11 years, made refinement and gentility somewhat difficult. Coralie Tighe grew up with her older brother, Hugh, and much younger sister, Anne, in 1930s and 1940s Kalinga, a humble suburb of Brisbane. She was taught by nuns at Corpus Christi College, Nunda, where she played piano and developed a great love of music, dance, and art, which was part of her mother, Bridie's, family heritage. Coralie learned ballet when she was younger, but the nuns didn't think that was very ladylike. Instead, she was encouraged to spend more time on piano and music theory, which she continued right up until her licentiate in music. After attending St. Rita's College, Clayfield, Coralie worked for the Australian Broadcasting Commission as a stenotypist in the centre of Brisbane, a job she adored. She was genteel in nature and would go off to work on the train every day, beautiful and stylish, showing off her 22-inch waist in the latest fashion. Perhaps this was what caught Neil George's eye when they had a chance meeting on the train one morning. They say opposites attract, and Coralie quickly fell for Neil George's confident personality, Irish sense of humour, and sparkling blue eyes. She learned that he was from Allera, a tiny town of 200 people, 2 hours west of Brisbane. He and his brother, Jack, affectionately known as Jock, were brought up by Josephine, their widowed mother, who owned the local pub. After graduating from Nudgee College, Brisbane, Neil George studied architecture at Queensland University, an unexpected choice for a country boy back then. Coralie and Neil George began their married life in 1955. Back then, young married women had to give up their work and attend to house duties, so that was the end of Coralie's much-loved career. They rented a run-down cottage in the inner western suburb of Rainworth.